Vučić at the beginning of this crisis, just a month ago, actually claiming that it's not on importance, even making jokes about women who could easily travel to Milano for shopping at the time when the pandemic already spread out in the north of Italy. But a few days after, when the virus came to Serbia, he changed the tack and insist on tough measures, including the police curve hours, starting from 20 or 8 in the evening until 5 in the morning. And he actually make this dramatic appearance, issuing decrees. The parliament was sidelined. He assumed actually full power and prompting the outcry from opponents who said that he seized control of the state in unconstitutional manner. According to the constitution, his power is quite ceremonial, but like in the case of Slobodan Milošević during the 90s, actually the power was where Milošević or now Vučić are, whether he was previously prime minister or now president. So, as I mentioned, Vučić, he makes a dramatic appearance, and he openly said that he was glad that people got scared, adding that he would have chosen even worse looking spot if that would stop Serbs from flouting his stay-at-home order. So, but apart from these measures aimed for tackling or curbing the virus, apparently he used this situation to sideline opposition, which obviously cannot be present in public, as well to crack down on remaining independent media, and as Milošević did. And sadly enough, actually we had actually more oases and spots of independent media during the 90s, during the Milošević rule, than now. Literally, Vučić controls almost all media, nationwide, private television, several of them. Of course, state-run TV, public service also is in his control. So there are remaining mostly internet portals, websites with a quite limited circulation. Of course, they do a very important job, but they could reach out to the limited number of population. So for that reason, many people fear one this crisis in terms of spread of epidemiology would be over, that Serbia's situation in terms of democracy would be worsened, and this authoritarian trend, which is obvious since he came to power in 2012 until now, he will continue in the same way, particularly in a situation when the EU is in a disarray because of its own problem now for the epidemiologic reasons, first and foremost in Spain and Italy and other countries, and then bickering over how to tackle this economic crisis, and given this enlargement fatigue. So Vučić realized that the prospect for the Serbia's EU membership is a quite distant future. Some people say not before the next decade, which means from 2030 and on. Meanwhile, he needs something for today and for tomorrow to strengthen his power. And for that reason, he continues to play this politics sitting on two chairs. In the beginning, between the European Union and Russia, and now between the European Union and China. And he blamed at the beginning when the EU introduced a ban on the export of medical equipment because obviously of its own need, and saying that the European solidarity is fairy tale, how he said, and that Serbia from that day on could rely only on China and Chinese President Xi, who referring to him as his own and the Serbia's brother, in spite of the fact that meanwhile the EU continued to send help, and that even in this case, in spite of the fact that the Europe is mostly affected by this crisis, actually Europe sent more aid to Serbia than China, and actually Chinese aid is mostly to be paid. It's purchased, not aid, while in the case of the EU is purely aid. But many people understand this is just daily political maneuvering, that Serbia will stay on the course of the EU because two-thirds of its export goes with the EU, but it will, on and all, will not bode well for Serbia's democracy, and in that case of the position of independent media overall, which are badly affected not only by political pressure, but also by very poor economic situation. Journalists are pretty badly paid, and for that reason they fear of losing job, and the self-censorship is on the rise. Many polls suggested this.